tell you sexy backstage people, it's She's So Amusing, and I'm doing another questionnaire. So this is the Tumblr not safe for work questions. So let's get started. Number one, when did you lose your virginity? I was 21 years old. That was a very long time ago. And that's all I'll say about that. Number two, rough sex or soft and tender? Honestly, it really depends on my mood. Like, if you were to ask me right now, I'd say rough. Badly in need of a rough. Like, bend me over the table and fuck me good. But, yeah. Sometimes I'll be much more vanilla. Much more eye contact and face touching and sensual and all that jazz. But, yeah. Depends on the mood. Long story short, need it rough now. Number three, do you have any unusual kinks or fetishes? Is it really unusual if I'm talking about it on GWA, though? Not super unusual, but I am a switch. So I do enjoy being a femdom, and I do like being somewhat submissive. So I'm not super, super submissive because I do have some lines that I have drawn over the years, but yeah, I'm not above having to beg. Number four, weirdest place you've had sex. It's not very weird, but I think it would be the most unusual for me. Actually, if you listened to my Proust questionnaire, you would have heard me talk about the hotel room with the mirrors on the ceiling. I say that it was weird because it is in a area of town that's very close to like where my family lives, like my extended family. So you wouldn't associate such a naughty place being so close to them. So I guess that's why it was weird for me. I don't know. But yeah, that place with the strobe lights and the mirrors on the ceiling. And I have decided, if I go back, which I think I'm going back next month once my pet is in town, I think I'm going to get the room with the stripper pole. So pray that I don't have to go to the emergency room, people. Number five, favorite sex position. I don't know if there's a name for it, but I really, really enjoy when I would be on top, riding the guy, and if they sit up, like, so you're chest to chest, yeah, that really fucking does it for me. Number seven, do you like to be dominant or submissive? This kind of goes back to number three. It really all depends on my mood. And it also depends on who my partner is, because I have some partners that I prefer to be in the dominant role of, and there's some that I prefer to be submissive with. So it really all depends. Number eight, have you ever had any one-night stands? Yes, I have. Tying into number one, that's how I lost my virginity, was a one-night stand. So, but yeah, I've had a couple in my lifetime. Number nine, sex on the bed, couch, or floor? Bed. I'm a civilized human being. to be fair, though, couch sex is pretty fun. I mean, ideally, start on the couch, work your way towards the bed. Only done it on the floor once. It hurt my knees a lot. So yeah. No more floor for me. Number 10. Have you ever been caught masturbating? If so, by who? And would you ask them to join? The answer is no, because I'm very sneaky and really fucking good at not getting caught. So boom. Number 11, have you ever had sex in a public place? In my car. In parking lots. A couple of times. So yeah. Number 12, what does your favorite sexy underwear look like? And if you are a man, what could he or she wear to turn you on? If you're a woman, what could he or she wear? You know what? I'm going to be real honest with you guys. Thongs are overrated. I'm in the school of thought that if you're going to be sexy for someone, be comfortable as well. Also, I more than once have decided instead of wearing sexy underwear to just not wear anything at all, and that seems to do the trick as well. As far as somebody wearing something from me, if it was a male partner, like, just take your boxers off, let's get to it. But if it was a lady, I'm a fan of corsets. So I wouldn't mind appreciating my lovely lady partner wearing a corset. But I'm also very practical, and doing 7 corsets is very difficult. I say this from experience. So a comfy corset, a cheap one, one that's very easy to take off. You see, the things I find sexy are also practical. There you go. Number 13, how often do you have sex? Not often enough. Number 14, do you prefer giving or receiving oral sex? I think it's equal, because I do enjoy when my partner, you know, is having a good time, and I love hearing their reactions. I'm a very audible person, obviously. That's why I'm on a Reddit dedicated to audio porn. So moans really do it for me. So I really enjoy hearing that when I am going down on somebody. At the same point, having somebody go down on me is just fucking heavenly. And when I find partners that are actually willing to do it, because you'd be surprised how many men don't want to go down on their ladies, but expect them to go down on them. Yeah. But luckily, the ones that I have found that do enjoy it are very good at it. So, lots of fun. Number 15, is there anybody right now that you would like to have sex with? Yes. Number 16, the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you during sex. Fooling around with my ex, still somewhat fully clothed, underwear pushed to the side, dress hiked up, going to town, riding him. His friends get there. The door was unlocked. So that happened. Number 17, a song you'd listen to during hard, rough, kinky, sexy times. That's really difficult for me because... Hard, rough, kinky, sexy times. You see, I really only think about music because I could see the next question. In the scenarios where it's, you know, very passionate and like slow and sexy. So hard, rough, kinky, sexy times. Well, I'm a very horror-oriented person, so I do like the horror punk genre. So, I guess Danzig, fuck it. I'd you know, fuck somebody to Danzig. So, what song though? Skulls by the Misfits. There you go. Yep. I'm that person, folks. Sorry to disappoint. Number 18, a song you'd listen to during soft, slow, passionate, sweet, sexy times. Okay, I actually have a whole playlist for this. And it is all over the fucking place. I did name the playlist itself after a Flight of the Conchords song called Business Time, but that song is not on there because I'd be way too busy laughing at it to actually focus on the sex. But part of me really wants to say Pony by Genuine, but I'm not going to fucking do that. there's definitely some Portishead in there. Let me see. Some Lana Del Rey. Slower horror punk songs, ironically enough. I don't know. I know the exact one. I would love to have somebody make love to me too. And the actual context of the song probably wouldn't work, but the song itself is just so fucking sexy. The beats to it. Lullaby by The Cure. Just don't pay attention to the lyrics, but the actual song itself, so sexy. But yeah, don't read too far into that, boys and girls. Just find an instrumental version of that. You know, masturbate to it, make love to somebody to it. You'll see what I'm talking about. Number 19, are you into dressing up for sex? I think we already established with question 12 that I'm all about comfort and getting right to it. So that's a no-ish, but I wouldn't be opposed to it every once in a while. It's not an every time thing. Maybe like a once a year thing. Maybe a Halloween thing. I've never done that before, though. Now I really want to. Number 20, would you prefer sex in the bath or in the shower? Okay. The logistics of a bath time sex session. That's really hard to say, by the way. Probably it wouldn't work. I've had sex in the shower. It's overrated. I'm gonna say neither. Let's go to bed. Why are we fucking in there? Number 21, have you ever had a threesome? If not, would you? Yes, I have. Would do again. Because the first one was meh. I want to have a really good one. Number 22, if you could have sex with anyone right now, who would it be? I think they know who they are. And I really hope they make it to town next month. That's all I'm saying. Number 23, do you or would you use a sex toy? I do use them quite a bit, actually. It really depends on who is in the home because I do not live alone. But I have one that's a little bit more discreet and one that is loud as all get out, but it gets the job done. Sometimes I use them both. Flip the script. Number 24. Have you ever sent anyone a dirty text or picture? If so, what was it? Boys and girls, if I were to sit down and talk to you about how many times I've sent somebody dirty pics and or text, dirty pictures and or texts, we would be here a very long time. Short answer, yes. Number 25, is there anything you do after sex? Cuddle and sleep. Cuddling is a very big thing for me. It's actually a little bit of a deal breaker if you're not into it. That's just the person I am. I like being held. That's it. Number 26, would you have sex with your best friend? I mean, I've got a couple of different ones. So there's a few that I would say yes to, and then a few that I'd be like, no, your family, that's weird. Think of you like a sibling. It's just not right. Number 27, early morning sex or late at night sex? As somebody who's had both, I think late at night. Because ideally, we'd tire ourselves enough that we just go to bed. And everything works out because if you have a really hot and heavy session early in the morning, then you have to get up and go do things. And it's like, no, why can't we just stay in bed? So, yeah, late at night, that's the best. Number 28, something that will never fail to get you horny. Certain areas of my body, if they are grazed even very lightly, just have a habit of instant clit boner, such as the back of my neck, my clavicle, and there's another one. Oh, my ears. Yeah, I'm not saying grab my ears, but like just a little like light tip of the finger to kind of dab on them, and Panty dropper. Number 29, what is your favorite body part? I went into this on my Proust questionnaire. I do like my tits quite a bit. And then on partners, well, for the ladies, I am a teen A girl. I love boobies. So I am, as somebody who has them, I appreciate them quite a bit. I also, on anybody, if you've got a nice ass, it's just a good time for everybody. Number 30, do you watch porn? Yes, I do. Not as often as I listen to it, though, because over the 2 years that I've been listening to audio porn, I've figured out it's a little bit more intimate and it's a little bit more personal. Whereas when you watch porn, you've got the scenarios in place, like you see the people doing it. With the audio porn aspect, it's more interactive-ish. So it's very easy to place yourself in the position of the person having things done to them. So yeah, that was the Tumblr Not Safe for Work questionnaire. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm a fucking weirdo. So I hope you guys got a little bit of laughs out of this. This was fun to make. I'll talk to you all very soon.